KTRH.
A police watchdog group in Houston calls on local authorities to follow the lead of Los Angeles and consider a ban on some police chases. Joining us live to talk about it, Ernesto Aguilar with Copwatch. Ernesto, thanks for joining us this afternoon. This ban in Los Angeles, tell us about it and how you'd like to see Houston police model their policy after it.
Well, this week, William Bratton, the chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, sent a suggestion to the police commission suggesting that police chases be halted for minor traffic violations, things like lack of a taillight or lack of a license plate. Los Angeles has had a number of deaths as a result of police chases. Copwatch here in Houston has been tallying the number of police chases that have been happening in Houston. As many will recall, last Christmas Eve, we had two young boys who were killed in the midst of a police chase. And we feel that the threat to our neighbors and our children and our spouses and loved ones is too high. Competent policing and organized policing solves crimes, in my opinion, not necessarily police chases.
There are even some cities, I think, that ban them pretty much even more than just for minor things. They just don't do them at all. I know in Pittsburgh a few years ago, a couple of officers actually were killed when they had a collision at an intersection among two police cars because they were chasing, somebody in a stolen car or somebody committed a major felony. And that city considered, and perhaps has, I'm not sure, stopped all police chases.
Right. Baltimore is also another city that this year decided to halt all police chases. They've just decided that the cost to the public or the potential harm that it can cause is just far too high.
But the police say, you know, they can't let people go or everybody will just try to outrun them and then get away with crimes. How do you respond to that?
Again, I think that competent policing and organized policing tends to solve crimes a lot more than police chases. Rather than going ahead and pursuing suspects down freeways and down city streets where children can be playing and such, better policing methods need to be put in place as opposed to 30 or 40 cars chasing another suspect down another street.
Is there anything the Copwatch can do other than just making this recommendation, or is there anything people can do other than just hoping that it happens?
We're asking the public to go ahead and write to Chief Ottmeyer and write to their city council people and request that these policies be reviewed and ask that these policies be changed. Currently, HPD is pretty much a free-for-all in terms of police chases, and that needs to be stopped.
And tell us a bit about Copwatch, if you will.
Certainly. Copwatch is a grassroots citizens group that uses video cameras, notebooks, and knowledge of the law to challenge police misconduct. We do direct civilian oversight in the streets. We also educate the public about their rights. Our website is www.houstoncopwatch.org, and our phone number is 713-559-1359.
Thank you very much, sir. Ernesto Aguilar with Copwatch on the KTRH Live Line.